Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, lows in the low 60s. Full forecast details are coming up. Visioning a Greater Racine has spent the last 10 months assembling information from local residents and putting it all together for what's being called the Great Reveal tomorrow during a 5 p.m. gathering at the Uptown Racine restaurant and night spot called The Branch at 1501 Washington Avenue. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
VGR President Tom Bueller says the last 3 months has involved staff going over thousands of ideas generated from more than 40 public visioning events while seeking commonality. And they've been grouped into categories with specific recommendations, and those will be presented tomorrow evening. Now, a news release says the Who's Next is also going to be discussed, including the formation of teams to try to carry out the goals and objectives from these recommendations. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Foxconn Technology Group is reportedly close to leasing a Mount Pleasant industrial building south of Highway 20 on Globe Drive, where it could start assembling products before developing its $10 billion LCD screen manufacturing plant on land south of Highway 11. The Milwaukee Business Journal, citing real estate sources, reports Foxconn is deep in negotiations to lease the almost 156,000-square-foot industrial spec building that was completed last year by the Opus Group. The publication says if the lease deal is completed, a substantial investment would be made in assembly equipment and possibly what's known as a clean room. The Business Journal says the building, since it's close to Foxconn's future plant, could continue hosting assembly work after the big one is up and running. Foxconn is also reportedly in the market to lease up to 300,000 square feet of distribution space, while also talking with various officials in Racine County about a separate housing development for its plant employees, such as it's done in other countries. Debbie Davidson, Gateway Vice President of Business and Workforce Solutions, says Foxconn will have hiring needs in Racine County prior to creating those new jobs at the main LCD screen plant in 2020. The Racine Unified School District's math scores could be going up soon, thanks to ALEX, which is an acronym for Assessment and Learning in Knowledge Spaces, a research-based online math program. Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Daca told the Board of Education recently the key element to the program is teacher computer access at all times.
We're looking at putting 10 computers in those classes so the teacher can do it in a kind of a math workshop rotation, which is similar to an English language arts readers-writers workshop where there's small groups going on, where there's independent work going on, where there's students that are working in groups with a teacher, so they can rotate between those groups and they can really work on those strategic skills that need to be improved.
Every classroom will have 10 computers, with the purchase being expedited to start improving the math scores right away. Racine Unified on a bit of a clock, given the state's potential takeover threat later on without a better report card. Another of the large vacant historic buildings in downtown Kenosha may come under city control as the council tonight considers the former Barden's department store at the corner of 58th Street and 7th Avenue. The building was last sold in 2006 for $560,000, but put on the market not long afterward. A recent asking price was just under $300,000. According to city documents, the owner has agreed to drop the price to $200,000 for a sale to the city with $3,000 in back taxes subtracted. The city plans to make some repairs and then aggressively market the building, where the walls and foundation are said to be in good shape, aside from a little dampness in the basement. And the roof is starting to pull apart at the parapets, but otherwise is stable and repairable. Money to purchase the building will come from an existing tax incremental financing district. Last year, the city bought the large vacant building across the street, with Mayor Antaramian saying control of the buildings can help stop deterioration while also guiding their reuse. The attorneys for Mark Jensen have asked a federal appeals court to order his immediate release after a Kenosha Circuit Court judge reinstated Jensen's murder conviction. Jensen's attorneys have also requested an order barring the state from prosecuting him again. According to the Kenosha News, the motion was filed on Friday, and today William Griesbach, the chief judge for the U.S. District Court in the Eastern District of Wisconsin, gave the state 21 days to file a response. Jensen was convicted in 2008 of killing his wife Julie in 1998. One of the key pieces of evidence was a letter Julie Jensen wrote telling police to look at her husband if anything should happen to her. A federal judge overturned the conviction, saying the voice from the grave letter should not have been admitted at trial. Special Prosecutor Robert Jambois recently argued other legal decisions opened the way for the letter to be used during trial, and Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Chad Kirkman agreed, reinstating Jensen's conviction. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.